Hello, and welcome to The View From Here. This week, I'm in Bungay on the Norfolk-Suffolk border, and I'm with Didi Ward, who's from the Local Events and Business Association. Thanks very much for joining me.
Good morning.
We're at your little craft shop in a street just off the main square, and the reason we're here is because so many of the banks here in Bungay have closed. Just tell me what's happened.
Yes, that's right. I've lived here for 16 years, and in that time, we've lost five banks. We had five banks in the building society when we first moved here, and in May this year, we lost our last bank and last 24-hour ATM.
And what sort of effect has that had on businesses locally?
It's had a big effect. As the chair of the Bungay Events and Business Association, I ran a survey among local businesses and our members and found that the number of card payments has increased dramatically that they're taking, and that many of them who didn't take card payments before are now having to take card payments.
Is that a problem though? Because surely if we're moving towards a cashless society, people move towards payments by card, it's more convenient for the customer. Is that a problem?
It's not a problem for businesses that are, you know, shops, bricks and mortar based, but it's more of a problem. We run a Thursday market every Thursday at the Buttercross, which has been going since Queen Elizabeth I's time, and we have a few traders there. And it's difficult for them if they can't take card payments using their mobile phones. That is a problem for them. And if they sell high turnover, small cost items like hot dogs and cups of coffee, it's difficult for them. The queues build up and they can't process the payments. So it reduces their takings.
You're a small businesswoman yourself. What sort of effect has it had on you not having a bank branch locally?
Well, we bank with Lloyds. So for my shop, it hasn't had that much of an effect, except I am taking a lot more card payments and cash payments I can pay into the bank if the van turns up on the scheduled days. It doesn't always turn up.
This is the mobile banking that has come in.
That's the mobile bank, yes.
But if you've got a mobile bank, surely there's not a problem.
Well, it does mean that it's only here for 2 hours, 2 days a week. And once those 2 hours are up, it closes its doors. So there could be a queue behind, but they go off to the next town. So, but for some businesses like the Fisher Theatre, there is a big problem because they're taking cash in for their evening performances, for the bar, for the restaurant, and they run on a shoestring. So they have very few staff. And if the next day doesn't happen to be a day when the van is here, then they have all that cash that they can't bank anywhere, and they don't have any staff that they can afford to lose for 2 or 3 hours to go to the next town, which is Beccles, 8 miles away, to cash their takings. So it's a problem.
The banks, of course, will say we are increasingly becoming a cashless society. Don't businesses in places like Bungay simply have to recognise this and make the necessary changes to cope with that?
I think that's right. We are, more of us, more and more, are using our debit cards and credit cards for making payments and with online banking. You know, we can do that. But there are many, many people who don't have access to the internet, for example, don't drive, can't go to the next town. That's a problem for them. But not just the elderly, which everyone refers to when they discuss this problem. It's young families as well. Children don't have bank accounts. They don't have debit cards. So busy parents do need to make sure they've got enough cash for the kids, for their dinner money, for their bus fares, for the bring and buy sales at the school, for the book fairs at the school, all those kind of things. They have to find cash for. We're not becoming a cashless society yet. And we all say that it's happening a generation too soon.
Certainly there will be older people living locally as well who won't have made the switch to the cashless culture.
That's right, and it's difficult for them. In Bungay, we just have one cash machine in Martin's, the post office, but it's inside the shop, so that's only available to them when the shop is open. And if that runs out of cash or it breaks down, which happens quite often, then they just have to wait until it's fixed and they can use it again. There's another one in the Co-op supermarket, which is about a mile out of town. And if you're elderly and not very good on your pins, then, you know, that's difficult for them to use that one.
You've been campaigning quite hard against these bank closures. Do you feel that your concerns are just falling on deaf ears?
It does feel a bit like that. Our local MP, Peter Alders, convened a couple of meetings with representatives from Lloyds Bank and the post office. We did try to explain to the bank that we are their customers. They have a duty to our businesses. And they made sympathetic noises, but then said they're a business as well, and they have to look after their own interests. So that wasn't very helpful. We did ask them to at least keep the ATM open until after the next street market that we were doing. And they said they'd see what they can do, but of course they didn't. The bank closed, they took the ATM with it and just boarded the shop up.
And if it's a street market, that's going to mean a lot of customers wanting to use cash.
That's right. We run three street markets a year. They're very popular. We have something like 100 stalls lining up and down Ersham Street, which is the main shopping street in Bungay. And around 10,000 people come into Bungay on those days. It's very important for us and for the local traders. Many of them are now trying to take card payments using their mobile phones and card payment machines, which is fine if they could get a signal. They can't always necessarily get a signal. They're trying to adapt in that way. And people coming to visit do bring cash with them. But of course, once they've run out of cash, if they see something else they'd like to buy, they're unable to. So it means they're not satisfied. They can't buy the thing they'd like to buy. And the trader isn't satisfied because he's lost the sale.
So it is having quite a profound effect on a market town like Bungay.
It is. We work hard to bring people into the town. We're a lovely little market town. We've got a big, long history. We've got lots of visitor attractions and people do come here. We are a destination in that respect. And it feels as if we're fighting against the powers that be all the time just to keep our town going. We've got lots of lovely independent shops that people come to Bungay for. And it's just an uphill struggle to keep us going.
Do you think the banks just don't care about small towns like Bungay or just don't understand the problems in a place like this?
I don't think they care and I don't think they understand the problems. That was made very clear when they came to talk to us. It just feels as if they're leaving town and, you know, pulling up the drawbridge after them. When Lloyds were here, they said that they had to be profitable. They were a business too. And they were closing the least profitable branches. And it felt to me as if they had a list of all their branches and took a ruler across and just snipped off the bottom. I found out later that their criteria for a successful branch was customers using it twice a week, every week. So if that customer went on holiday, then that week didn't count and they didn't count as a regular customer. Very harsh, very extreme. In my view, cynical, to justify closing the branches.
And you've mentioned the fact that your local MP has got involved and has been actively backing your campaign to try to keep banking facilities here. But do you think that there is more that the government, the politicians at Westminster could be doing about this?
I think there is. Our local MP did work hard, but he's just one man. And I think the government really does need to pay attention to what the banks are doing and how it's making citizens like us suffer. They need to look at why they're doing it and understand that it's purely the greed on the banker's part that's not helping anybody.
Do you think that it has a real effect on not just Bungay, but many people who live in surrounding small towns and villages? They're the lifeblood of a place like this. Do you think that these bank closures pose a real threat to a town like Bungay?
They do. We're a market town. We serve the local villages. There are several villages all around us. And traditionally, people come from the villages into town to meet each other and to do their shopping and to do their banking. That's all gone. And even the towns nearer us, like us, are losing their banks as well. Halesworth has no banks either. And Southwold, which is a major tourist attraction in this area, is also losing its banks, which is problematic for the people who live and work there, but also for the visitors who come. Where are they going to get their cash? They're going to need cash at some point. And if they can't get it in Southwold, where do they have to go? Norwich, Ipswich?
Is it symptomatic of banks, business, politicians who don't understand the difficulties of people living in communities like this?
I think it is. People don't understand. People living in the Westminster bubble just don't understand what it's like to try and live here with decreasing bus services, decreasing other services, and now no access to our cash. They need to do more to understand what's happening here.
Didi Ward, thank you very much indeed for talking to me. Thank you.